Hi, and welcome to Jolly's Fall 2016 podcast series. This is Jen Whitley, the co-principal editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed open-access journal housed in the Department of Language and Literacy Education at the University of Georgia. Today, I'll be speaking with Margaret Kinneman of the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, about her piece titled Empowering the Foreign Language Learner Through Critical Literacy Development. Thank you, Margaret, for joining me today. I look forward to hearing more about your work.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, and thank you to Jolly. I'm very excited to be speaking with you today.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to have you. For my first question, I just kind of wanted to look at an overview of what you wrote about. In your article, you addressed the current trends and needs associated with the foreign language classroom. What would you say are the most pressing issues affecting students and teachers in those classes today?
I think this is a really great question that has a variety of responses depending on what kind of learners we're talking about. So just to kind of be brief, the issues affecting children, let's say children learning two languages at home, are different from the issues faced by heritage speakers who are, let's say, learning or maybe even relearning Spanish at school. And these issues are even different from those affecting, say, refugees who come to the United States and need to learn English. While language scholars are usually aware of these nuanced differences between learners, it seems to me that there are still many people, including administrators and sometimes educators in non-language related fields, politicians, parents, sometimes even learners themselves and teachers themselves, who want to know what is the best way to teach languages. And I'm talking about languages that are new languages that go beyond the first language that is spoken by the particular individual. And you can probably see that I'm not using the term native language or native speaker. And I'm kind of avoiding that on purpose, actually. But anyway, back to the specific question that you've asked. When people ask what is the best way to teach that languages can be taught and that the same approach would work for everyone, while in reality, depending on different backgrounds, prior experiences, people learning languages have different needs, and we have to define the goals and we have to be aware of certain challenges when developing the teaching approaches that we use. And I know that administrators in particular get really frustrated by this reality, that we have to be sensitive to the individual needs of the learner. But it's actually not as demanding of a concept as it seems. It does not mean that every single learner needs a specialized curriculum to be successful. It does mean that we need, at the very least, to recognize, especially in the case of teaching foreign languages, that people are learning these languages for different reasons. And let me explain this in the context of my specific research, which deals with classroom-based instruction, and specifically classroom-based instruction in higher education. Even within this specific niche, there are still a variety of reasons why people are studying foreign languages. So at the university level, you have students who are primarily, and this obviously depends on what university that you're at, but a lot of times studying a foreign language to satisfy a general education requirement. And these students, especially, for example, where I am at the University of Tennessee, have very little background studying foreign languages. So when they're lumped in with students who've been studying a language for a very long time, like let's say there's a student who studied Spanish for 10 years, and now he's going to take French to satisfy his foreign language requirement. And believe it or not, this happens a lot. He may be a beginner of French, but he's got a lot of background that kind of true beginners don't have. So we have to kind of really ask students up front, I think, are these students really just trying to satisfy the general education requirement? And if so, how are the approaches that we use going to be slightly different with those students. The second type of students you have at the university level are students who, a very touristy way, they might want to just be able to go out to eat. They might just want to be able to shop. They might just want to be able to communicate with people in a museum. So I see this a lot also with graduate students who maybe just want to learn French because they're going to be going to an archive in Paris and they just want to have a functional grasp. I think this is an important thing we need to start thinking about in higher education because to me, this is a skill that students want to learn and it's not necessarily a level of understanding of the culture, of the multiculturalism that might exist among speakers of that particular language. So those students have very specific functional goals. And then finally, the third category is the category of students who may have different wants and needs and goals. Even these students might fall into several categories depending on their background. They may have already been studying the foreign language or not. So even within the niche of adult learners in higher ed and a variety of goals, and I think the courses need to address those goals and need to take into consideration those very different types of backgrounds. Again, the way the course is taught doesn't need to be drastic, but it needs to be considered that these groups in learning a foreign language.
Great. Thank you so much for those perspectives. My next question talks about the core of your article as far as the lens by which you address the research. And you argue that a critical literacies pedagogical approach works best in foreign language classroom spaces. Could you explain why this approach works?
Yeah, this is a really important question as well. First of all, I think it's important to mention that the idea of a critical literacies pedagogical approach is somewhat a new concept in the context of teaching foreign languages, which I do explain in the article. A lot of what is currently being done, or what has been done, I should say, maybe in the past 30 years, promotes communicative competence, which in theory is a very robust learning outcome where students are communicating in the particular language that they're learning, and they're also aware of cultural diversity. However, this approach is more commonly addressing the functional needs for students so that they can do those kinds of things I mentioned when I was talking about students interested in functional communication, ordering food, shopping, being aware of how to communicate if they go to the doctor. And those are all important things to know how to do. But in higher education, we want our students to be thinking a little bit more critically about diversity within the culture that they are coming from and diversity within the culture that they are learning about. So in order to do this, there have been a movement in the past 10 years or so towards literacy oriented. And finally, a part of being sensitive to cultural diversity means we acknowledge that despite our differences, whether they be cultural, physical, racial, psychological, religious, socioeconomic, we have a lot in common on a human level. Even when we are hoping that our students achieve very proficient levels of linguistic development, we don't want them to learn the language in a robotic way. We want them to feel connected to the language. That's number one for students who want to become really proficient. And even I like to challenge the need for students to have their primary goal be some type of very advanced linguistic proficiency, because some students, number one, don't feel like they need that high level of linguistic proficiency, but they can still learn a great deal about language just in general. We can analyze different texts. We can discuss why certain language is used in certain situations. And students can think about why they use certain linguistic features in their own language. You can do all of this through the lens of studying foreign language. You can also get students to think really critically about how language represents culture. In a foreign language classroom, you can really push students to develop cross-cultural awareness. What we want students to really do is notice that there are diversity within cultures, and this is reflected a lot of times through language. So again, I think that what is great about a critical literacies pedagogical approach is it gets students to think a little bit more nuanced about the language and culture. So I think this is another thing that we can do through a critical literacies pedagogical approach. Think texts become a part of the database, I guess, of language and culture that we're looking at. So they can also envision themselves and their work integrated into this new culture that they're learning about. I have to be honest, it does take a lot of time, and students do start asking themselves, why are we doing things this way? Why don't you just teach me how to order food into a restaurant or how to make reservations at a hotel? I want to know that language. And there's also students who think they need to know that language first before they're capable of analyzing text. But again, when we deal with adult learners, especially in higher education, we need to push them to go a little farther in thinking about culture, I think, and their own culture and diversity within their culture and diversity within other cultures. And I think, and I've seen through this approach, that thinking about that kind of diversity also welcomes them in to the culture itself and into the community where that language is spoken. So as soon as they kind of see this level of diversity and think about it and question it and discuss it and think about it on a linguistic level as well, they can say to themselves, okay, I can be a part of that too.
Great, thank you. Your article offers readers a great call to action. What are your next steps when it comes to this research?
So my next steps are looking at this less on a theoretical level and looking at it more on a practical level. What actually can we do in the classroom to get students to think about these kinds of things and to participate in critical literacies development? I have looked previously at the use of slam poetry, which I referred to in the article, and now I'm looking a little bit more at theater and how students can engage and in theater, perform plays, and write their own plays, and obviously start by reading some plays written by French speakers or written for speakers of French, but then rewrite these plays from their own perspective and bringing in their own thoughts, opinions, prior experiences, and using the French language to do that. I'm kind of connecting this to another learning outcome known as symbolic competence. And I talk about that as well a little bit in the article. And the goal is for students to think about language learning as a spectrum. Instead of learning French to kind of be spoken in France or in a French-speaking country, they're learning language kind of to build on the language that they already have, whether it's in English or Spanish or whatever their first language might be. By learning a foreign language, they're getting more opportunities to make meaning in their day-to-day life. So, you know, again, I'm kind of just trying to think about how we can design courses so that students get a window into how they can become multilingual speakers without feeling like they have to sound like a French person or a Spanish person, but they have this whole new bank of language that they can use to talk about the world in which they live.
Great. Well, I look forward to reading some of your work that comes out of that research. Thank you so much, Margaret, for joining us today. We really appreciate you doing this for our listeners.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Jen, for the great questions. And I look forward to discussing these more.
Listeners, please engage in Margaret's work further by reading her article, Empowering the Foreign Language Learner Through Critical Literacy Development, in Jolly's Fall 2016 issue.